All right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Friday the 13th, but we're still doing it in 15 minutes so that you know what's moving the market. And with me in the studio, as always, is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Great to have you back in full attire.
Yay. Hey, let's take a look at the markets here. And the Dow making a new all-time high again. The S&P making a new all-time high again. The Nasdaq trailing a little bit. But, this has been pretty much the story the whole week, right?
Yeah, it sure felt that way, at least with futures starting the day relatively, flat and quiet. And like you pointed out, new records for the Dow and S&P and the Nasdaq down just a teeny bit. It seems like it's the same old story. Yesterday, the S&P made new record highs. The Dow just barely clung on to record highs. And the Nasdaq did get a little bit of a boost, snapping a two-day win streak. So the Nasdaq did make a little ground yesterday, but definitely underperforming compared to the S&P and Dow right now.
Yeah, and if you look at the markets, what's there not to like? This week we had several economic reports that came out, and the CPI, an important inflation report, came in line with expectations. The PPI, the producer price index, came in a little bit higher than expected, so definitely something to look out for. But then also unemployment claims, they are now down for a third week in a row, right? So it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. And, even with the CPI, PPI data, I think it would have been a lot different if CPI just was significantly higher. But they kind of balance each other out with one it totally in line and kind of slowing down, and the others, or, PPI jumping a little bit.
Right. And then we're also in the midst of earnings season. Right now we are winding down because we already have 90% of the companies of the S&P 500 reported their quarterly earnings. And here's what I saw this morning. 88% of them, beat earnings estimates. This is just crazy, right? So,
yeah.
Wow. Let's actually talk about a few that reported earnings. And always a little bit late to the party here is Disney. You want to start there?
Sure. Disney actually had a pretty impressive, earnings report, and they're up over 4% pre-market. They reported an earnings beat, 80 cents versus 55 cents, and a revenue beat as well, but also more Disney Plus subscribers than expected last quarter. Disney parks were also profitable for the first time since the pandemic began. They did warn about uncertainty over the Delta variant. But as far as those subscribers go, I want to say that they were looking at 60 to 80 million subscribers. That was their projections up to 2024. Now they're at 116 million subscribers. And if you include ESPN Plus and Hulu, owned by Disney, that's nearly 174 million subscriptions, which is almost where Netflix is, right? So Netflix got a much earlier start, and Netflix has 209 million subscribers. So in a very short period, Disney's catching up real quick.
Yeah, and I just switched here to a weekly chart, and we see that during the pandemic, of course, Disney got hit. Pretty much went down from what, $150 to $80, so a drop of 50% here. But they have done the smart thing during the pandemic. They focused on streaming. Theme parks were closed, and now they're exceeding expectations in terms of theme park visitors coming back, streaming, as said. They have done a really, really great job. So even when they right now say, the coronavirus could have another impact. Well, probably not on their streaming, maybe just on their theme park attendance, right? And this is where they're just up and away, and I said up more than 4% here this morning. Now, another company that reported earnings that did not do that well is Airbnb. So let's talk about Airbnb here for a moment.
Sure. So they're down. Yeah, they're not down as much as they were earlier, but they're down 2.5%, and they lost 11 cents per share last quarter versus a 47-cent loss that was expected. So they actually did better with a smaller loss. Revenue was better and almost four times higher from a year ago. That could be expected because nobody was, using Airbnb a year ago, but now it's bounced back. Now they also said that because of the Delta variant, there could be volatility and uncertainty. And Marcus, to your point, I think this is where that statement has the potential to hurt Airbnb because they don't have a backup plan, right? If people aren't booking because of the Delta variant, they're not traveling, they don't have a backup plan. Disney, on the other hand, they could still sell merchandise and have people stream.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at Airbnb, I mean, this is an IPO. Was it December last year? November, December, towards the end of last year. I mean, during the worst time for them, they actually had their IPO. And then at first, it looked good because in the beginning of the year, I mean, it looked like, okay, everything is getting under control and bookings are coming back, people are getting vaccinated. So all of it looked good until pretty much, yeah, around March, April, and now. This slide here, but yeah, I mean, they couldn't have timed it in a worse way to have the IPO, I would say, right? I mean, geez, oh, Pete's. Anyhow,
Yeah.
all right, let's talk about a
The
few others that reported earnings.
Yeah, you want to look at it's Me 23andMe. Do you know this company?
No, I do not. What is it called? Me?
Okay. So
What did
they were
they
up like
do?
2%. So they're this genetic, like they test your genetics and let you know like who your real dad is.
Oh, okay.
And they'll let you know if you're like 10% Neanderthal or Neanderthal if you prefer. Anyway, they were up like 2% pre-market. This is their first quarter reporting, and they had 59 million in revenue for its first quarter as a public company.
Yeah,
So
this looks like a SPAC,
anyways,
right? I
I
mean, a
thought that
single
would pop
purpose
up.
acquisition company that then started what probably last year, a year ago, more or less. And it first went
Exactly,
up, and
yeah.
then I mean, we see the typical IPO drop after the initial excitement, like meow. And no, I've
Yep,
not heard about
yep.
them. I wonder how much
Okay,
German is in
yeah.
me. Yeah,
You're not too worried about finding out your ancestral roots right now.
no,
And the
I think
shenanigans
it's
your
pretty
relatives are
German.
up
I
to.
don't think it's 100% German, but probably close to that.
All right. Any other earnings that you saw catch your eye?
Yeah, Dash. What do you think about DoorDash?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I saw they were getting hammered, or they weren't
Yeah. So they posted a quarterly loss of 30 cents per share, and wider than the 20 cents that were expected. They did say that the revenue beat estimates with order volume up 70% from a year ago. They raised their full year guidance for gross order and volume, but I think that this is where investors don't like it. Okay, you know what? That's cute that you're making more money in the top line, but if the bottom line, if you're producing a larger loss, that doesn't help. I mean, so all the revenue is cute. If re more revenue means more losses, obviously that's not good. And this is why they're down 4% here this morning in pre-market.
And I mean, all things considered, they're right back in that range that they've been in over the last couple of weeks. But 4% drop's not a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about vaccines again. Pfizer,
Yeah.
BioNTech, Moderna. Let's take a look at this because the FDA authorized a vaccine booster shot for people with a weaker immune system, and they say, "Hey, we're good to utilize the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccine." And I mean, Moderna. We've been talking about Moderna over the past few days because they had this massive run up, and then when was it? A couple of days ago. I mean, they just got hammered, as you can see here. And this morning, pre-market, they are up another 3.5%. Of course, what's not to like, right? I mean, selling more vaccines means more revenue, and I'm pretty sure that they are doing it profitably.
Yeah, I believe so. And they've been just a huge winner with the pandemic.
Yeah, let's take a look at
And
Pfizer really
biotech.
quick.
Oh yeah, Pfizer, okay.
Pfizer also up 0.5%. So, I mean, here, same deal, right? I mean, it's up and away for these guys.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard to say, but some of this recent, because like Pfizer just taking off big time since July. Maybe some of that was anticipating the booster shot in general. You know, there was discussions around that. So some of this could be already, you know, priced in, but a little boost there on Pfizer.
Yeah. Hey, there's another market that makes new record highs. Don't know how good that is. It is home prices. I mean, look at this. I have the S&P Case-Shiller National Home Price Index here, and this since 1988, since this has been tracking. And I mean, home prices jumped 23% annually. I mean, to hit another record, as we can see here. And now the median price of an existing family home is now 357,900. I mean, that is an existing single family home. I mean, of course, it's all regional, right? And I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's very different there in Sacramento, in the Bay Area where you are. But here in Austin, it's also crazy because the results of the census have been released, the 2020 census, and we know that this only every 10 years. And the three biggest city here in Texas, which is Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, I mean, they have outperformed the national average. So it's just crazy. I mean, home prices are exploding.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it over the last couple of months, and Sacramento, I'd say probably a little similar to what you're experiencing in Austin. Bay Area is just out of control. But you know, it's interesting because like we got the shift from some of the people in the Bay Area buying homes in Sacramento because of the pandemic and not having to go into the office, right? So if you could, you know, buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath somewhere in the Bay Area for like 1.5 million or get something a lot bigger for 750,000, a lot of people were doing that. I think it was Google I saw. They said that they're gonna basically prorate, not prorate, but adjust their salaries for employees depending on where they live rather than what they do. And that's kind of an interesting twist, but something that I definitely see other companies doing as we, you know, continue this, you know, remote work from home. Anyway, got a little off topic there, but
No, I mean, it's
you're
interesting.
right.
Let's do a little bit
Yeah,
rapid
I mean,
fire. Let's just look at a few things. So Bitcoin, for example, Bitcoin up here again at 46,500. So Bitcoin still on the rise here. Let's also take a quick look at HOOD, Robinhood. I mean, just on the decline after this massive run up that they have. I mean, just constantly going lower. Yesterday also lower by 6% here. What else do we have? Moderna, we already talked about this. Let's take a quick look at crude oil. So crude oil, okay, it's bouncing back a little bit here after also sliding from these highs at $77, now back to $70 and hovering right around here. So a lot of things going on. What other companies do you want to take a quick look at? We have another minute left. Let's do some rapid fire.
yeah, we could take a look at MU. MU took a bit of a hit yesterday after a Morgan Stanley downgrade or cautious note from Morgan Stanley saying that they see the coming end of the memory cycle, and so they downgraded Micron up pre-market, but taking a little hit yesterday.
All right, what else? Apple. Let's just take a look at Apple because
There you go.
Apple is approaching new all-time highs again. So, I mean, who could stop Apple? I mean, Amazon has been taking a hit recently, but I mean, if you look at a weekly chart of Amazon, it's pretty much all up and away here. Same as with Microsoft and Google. I mean, these companies are just super solid. They're outperforming the index. It is just crazy how they are just marching along and have recovered from the pandemic. And I mean, not only recovered from the pandemic, I mean, here we had the pandemic drop. You see, it's just a blip in what's happening to these companies here. So it's crazy. We will see how much longer this can go, how much longer these companies can continue to make all-time highs. But right now, hey, it's the markets, it's the companies individually. Nothing can stop these markets. Kind of crazy. Anyhow, hey, this wraps up today's stock market news. We'll have some videos popping up here. Take a look at these videos. You're going to enjoy them. And we will see you next week, because today's Friday. Have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.